Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS in Ramadi ready to fall. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters on Wednesday, where they are trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the ISIS so-called caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred ISIS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. This is U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve.
As the pressure builds, it stands to reason that the civilian population will soon realize that the end is near and be a little bit less fearful of ISIL's ability to hold them.
Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in just a few days. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. Mr. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister will look into lawmakers' claims that the U.S. officials prevented the family from flying to Disneyland for a planned holiday. Stella Creasy, a member of British Parliament, told British newspapers that she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry to the U.S. with no reason given. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report Wednesday saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. Amnesty Middle East and North Africa program Director Philip Luther said such attacks may amount to war crimes. This is VOA News. A Russian court